啊，弟兄姊妹，主日平安。
Sisters, peace.
感谢神给我机会来分享神的话语。
Praise the Lord that we can share His words again together.
啊，今天早上我要跟大家分享的题目是一件美事。
This morning I would like to share the topic a beautiful thing.
我们知道，对不起。我们知道在北美每逢进入十一月份直到年中我们就进入一个节日季节。
In America, in North America, every year from November to the end of the year, we enter a holiday season.
像感恩节、圣诞节、元旦以及一些民主的节日。
Like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Day, and other national holidays.
当我们打开收音机打开电视或者手机我们会看到许多节日的广告。
When we turn on TV, radio or cell phone, we see all kinds of advertisement.
当我们走进商店就会看到许多琳琅满目的节日商品。
Whenever we go into a store, we see all kinds of holiday gifts.
无论你走到哪里都会感受到扑面而来的节日气氛。
No matter where you go, we can feel the festivals coming.
在各个传统的节日中，对美国人而言，感恩节可以说是一年中最重要的一个节日。
Among traditional holidays, Thanksgiving is perhaps the most important one for Americans.
顾名思义，感恩节是人向人和向神表达感恩的节日。
As the name suggests, Thanksgiving is the time to express gratitude to both people and God.
每逢感恩节，美国人都要从各地赶回家，与家人和亲友朋友一团聚，一起享用感恩节丰盛的晚餐，并且向神和向人表达感恩。
Every Thanksgiving, Americans rush home from all over the country to reunite with family and friends to enjoy a bountiful Thanksgiving dinner together and express gratitude to God and one another.
感恩是人对神的恩典的一种自然反应。
Gratitude is a natural response to God's grace.
基督徒的人生应当是一个蒙福的人生。
The Christian's life should be a blessed life.
一个充满神恩典的人生。
A life full of God's grace.
我们所信的这位神是一位有无限恩典、怜悯、慈爱、拯救罪人的神。
Our God has infinite grace, mercy, and unfailing love towards sinners.
是一位创造宇宙、管理宇宙、昔在、今在、以后永在的活神。
The God who created and governs the universe, the one who was, is, and always will be.
是一位垂听祷告、守约、是慈爱的神。
The God who hears our prayers and keeps his covenant and loving kindness.
所以基督徒应当是一个知恩感恩的人。
So a Christian should be a grateful person.
我们不只是在感恩节，而是随时随地都可以向世人见证神的恩典，归荣耀给神。
Not just on a Thanksgiving day, but anytime, anywhere that we can be a witness to God's grace and give glory to God.
然而有不少时候，当我们来到神面前的时候，除了祈求之外，无恩可感。
However, there are many times when we come before God and we have nothing to be thankful for besides our request.
当我们去参加感恩见证聚会，很多时候我们总觉得没有什么感恩可见证可以跟别人来分享。
When we attend Thanksgiving testimony gatherings, but we do not have any testimony of gratitude to share with others.
为什么会这样？问题出在哪里？
Why is this happening? What's the problem?
所以说今天早晨兄弟我要跟大家分享的题目是一件美事。
The topic I would like to share with brothers and sisters this morning is a beautiful thing.
我们要接着查考马可福音14:3-9这一段经文来思想感恩这个主题。
It is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 3-9.
也就是我们要回答什么是真正的感恩。
And it's what we need to answer, what is a true gratitude?
So 下面我们做一个祷告。
Let's have a moment of prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你。主的早晨，你的儿女要来敬拜主，要来归荣耀给你，要来朝见你的面，聆听你的话语。 主要找神求主你的宝血厚厚的遮盖这个讲台，让这个讲台在这里分别为圣，愿主你使用我们孩子和江弟兄两个不配的器皿，作为你的话语的出口，让我们所讲的听的一起在你的话语上得造就、得安慰、得帮助。谢谢恩主，求主你早晨与我们同在，这样的感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督圣名，
阿们。
那下面呢，我们要读一段经文，是马可福音十四章三到九节。
Now we're going to read the book of Mark, from chapter 14, verse 3 to 9.
我们一起用中文、英文、广东话，什么都可以一起来读，我就打出来了。
English speaking, brothers, sisters, let's keep on, let's do it together.
来，请。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里昼息的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这么枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30斗两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的。”他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。那我们知道，这个马可福音十四章三到九节所记载的故事，是不少基督徒非常熟悉的故事。
The story recorded in Mark 14 from 3 to 9.It's a story that many Christians are very familiar with.
马太福音26章6到13节也记载了同样的故事。
From the Gospel of Matthew 26, verse 6 to 13, recorded the same story.
这个故事讲述一个女人用一瓶真拿达香膏来膏主耶稣。
The story tells a woman who anointed Lord Jesus with a bottle of pure nard.
在这个故事里头，主耶稣称赞这个女人在她身上所做的是一件美事。
In the story, the Lord Jesus praised what this woman did for him as a beautiful thing.
并且在马可福音十四章九节，他吩咐跟从他的人说：“我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传着福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。”
In Mark 14, verse 9 also says, Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
那么我请问大家，今天有多少基督徒在传福音的时候述说这女人在主耶稣身上所做的这些美事？
I would like to ask, how many Christians today talk about the beautiful thing this woman did to Lord Jesus when preaching the gospel?
很不幸的是，今天不少基督徒忽略了主耶稣的吩咐。
Unfortunately, many Christians today ignore the instruction of the Lord Jesus.
为什么会这样？
Why is this?
因为我们没有真正的明白这个故事所蕴含的属灵的含义。
It is because we haven't truly understand the spiritual meaning within the story.
我们往往像这个故事里的那些人所嘟囔的，为何这样枉费香膏呢？
Oftentimes, we were like those in the story who murmured, why this waste of perfume?
是不是今天早晨我们要来仔细来研读这个故事？
This morning, we are going to study the story carefully.
我们要探讨这个故事所蕴含的属灵的意义。
And explore the spiritual meaning contained in the story.
从而来明白什么是感恩。
And to understand what gratitude means.
我们首先来看一看这个故事发生的时间和背景。
Let's look at the time and the background of the story.
在马可福音十四章一到二节，他告诉我们说，过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎样用诡计捉拿耶稣，杀他，只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。
Mark 14 verse 1 to 2 tells us, Now the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot.
所以这个故事发生在主耶稣受难的这个前夕。
So this story happened on the eve of the crucifixion of Lord Jesus.
如果大家往后看这个马可福音十四章十二节，就知道主耶稣是在这个故事发生的三天之后被犹太人钉死在十字架上。
According to Mark 14:12, the Lord Jesus was crucified by the Jews 3 days after the story took place.
而下面我们再来看看这个故事发生的地点。
Next, let's look at the place where the story takes place.
在马可福音十四章三节上半节，第三节上半节，他说耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里昼息的时候。
Mark 14, the first part of verse 3 says, while he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper.
这里告诉我们这个故事发生在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里。
Here we are told that this story took place in Bethany, the house of Simon the leper.
当我们读到这一句话的时候，我们心里头一定有一个疑问。
When we read this, we must have a question in our mind.
主耶稣和他的门徒怎么会在长大麻风的西门家里昼息？
How could Lord Jesus and his disciples sit down at the house of Simon the leper?
无论是马可福音还是马太福音，都特别指出这家的男主人是长大麻风的西门。
Both Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Matthew specifically point out that the man of the house was Simon the leper.
从他的称呼，我们知道这个西门呢，曾经患过相当长一段时间的大麻风。
From his title, we know that the Simon had suffered from leprosy for a long time.
以至于路人皆知，这个以长大麻风的西门来称呼他。
So that everyone knew him and called him Simon the leper.
而且从西门在家里宴请贵宾宾客，邀请主耶稣和他的门徒昼息的这个举动，我们可以合理的推测。
Moreover, from Simon's inviting the Lord Jesus and his disciples to the feast, we can reasonably speculate this.
第一个，西门的麻风病已经得到痊愈。
First, Simon's leprosy has been cured.
第二个，这个很可能是主耶稣医治了困扰西门多年的麻风病。
Second, it's possible that Lord Jesus healed the leprosy that had troubled Simon for many years.
所以从这样看来的话，西门在他家里请主耶稣和他的门徒昼息，乃是表达对主耶稣的感恩和敬意。
So Simon's invitation to Lord Jesus and his disciples was to show his gratitude and respect.
中国人常说知恩不报非为人也。
Chinese people often say it's not human to accept favor but not repay it.
知恩图报是做人最基本的要求。
Repaying kindness is the most basic requirement.
长大麻风的西门是一个感恩的人。
Simon the leper was a grateful man.
下面我们继续来看这个故事发生的过程。
Now let's look how the story goes.
在马可福音四章十四章三节下半句到第五节，他这么说：有一个女人拿着一瓶玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30斗两盐制，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
Mark 14, the second part of verse 3 to verse 5 says, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured a perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume?It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuke her harshly.
那我们先来看看这个拿达香膏。它这个香膏是用有一种干松香植物对它的根茎提炼而成，芳香异常，远胜过任何其他的这个香膏。
The knot ornament is extracted from the root of spikenard plant. It has an unusual aroma for better than any other ointment.
拿达香膏产自伊朗或者印度，十分珍贵。
It was produced in Iran or India and is very precious.
那么在古代呢，这个真拿达香膏呢，通常会装在一个这个长颈的这个雪花食品里头。
In ancient times, pure nard was usually stored in a long-necked alabaster jar.
这个瓶子没有盖子的。
The jar has no lid.
制作的时候呢，膏油是从这个瓶这个雪花长颈雪花石这个瓶底啊，这个开一个小洞，然后把这个膏油灌进去，然后把它密封起来。那使用的时候呢，才把这瓶颈打断，然后呢使用。
When making it, it is injected from a small hole at the bottom of the jar and then sealed. When using it, the long neck bottle needs to be broken.
所以说真拿的香膏非常之昂贵。
The pure nard is very expensive.
这里告诉我们一瓶价值有30度量盐制。
Here we're told that a bottle worth more than 300 denarii.
原文是300多这个 denarii 是这个罗马的银币，300个罗马银币。
Denarium is the Roman silver coins.
一个罗马银币呢，一个 denarius 在耶稣时代是代表工人一天的工薪。
One denarius was a day's wages for a worker in Jesus' day.
所以一瓶真拿达香膏，它的价值相当于普通人一年的薪水。
So a whole jar of pure nard is worth the equivalent of a year's salary of an ordinary person.
这种香膏呢，通常是专门为女人出嫁的时候使用，通常是父母为女儿预备，或者是这个女子自己呢攒钱来购买。
This kind of perfume is specially used by women when they get married. It is usually prepared by parents for their daughters, or the woman saves her own money to buy it.
所以马可福音呢，14章3节下半句告诉我们，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来到耶稣身边，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Mark 14 verse 3, the second part of verse 3 tells us a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
我们可以想象那个时候这个整个房子都充满了拿达香膏的香气，所有参加宴席的人都看到这个女人所作所为， 也会闻到拿达香膏的香气。
We can imagine that the whole room was filled with the aroma of the perfume. Everyone attending the banquet saw that what this woman did.
那么当我们读到这个地方的时候，我们不禁要问这个女人为什么要这么做？他这样做的目的是什么？
When we read this, we cannot help but ask, why does she do this? What is the purpose of doing this?
其实不只是我们不明白，就是在场的一些主耶稣的门徒也不明白。
In fact, it is not only we do not understand, but also some of the disciples of Lord Jesus there who do not understand.
在马可福音14章4到5节，他讲有几个人心中很不愉快，说何用这样的枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30度量银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
Mark 14 verse 4 to 5 says, some of these present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor.And they rebuked her harshly.
他们责备这个女人是在浪费珍贵的拿达香膏在耶稣身上。为什么不把这拿达香膏去卖钱救济穷人呢？
They rebuked this woman. Was a waste of but perfume. Why not just sell the perfume and give it to the poor?
那么真的是浪费吗？主耶稣怎么看这个女人在她身上所做的这一件事情？
Is it really a waste? What does Lord Jesus view toward to this woman's deed?
主耶稣在马可福音16章14章6节，他说，耶稣说，由他吧， 为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。
Mark 14:6 says, "Leave her alone," says Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me."
主耶稣先为这个门徒啊，这个为这个被门徒责备的女人为她解围。
The Lord Jesus first relieved the woman who was rebuked by his disciples.
然后并且称赞她所做的是一件美事。
And praised her for what she has done is a beautiful thing.
主耶稣他为什么称赞这个女人所做的是一件美事？她的美在什么地方？
Why did the Lord Jesus praise what this woman did as a beautiful thing? What's so beautiful about it?
我们在这个马可福音14:7-8，主耶稣呢，他就接着解释说因为常有穷人与你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你们不常有我，他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
In Mark 14:7-8, the Lord Jesus went on to explain, "The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured the perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial."
所以说主耶稣在这个地方他指出三点。
The Lord Jesus pointed out 3 points here.
首先行善随时都可以，但是在住在主耶稣的身上机会难得。
First, you can do good deeds anytime, but the opportunity to do it onto Jesus is rare.
第二个，这个女人所做的是尽她所能的，换句话说，这个女人是把她所有的都摆上了。
Second, this woman did the best what she could. In other words, this woman gave everything she had.
第三点呢，这个女人是把香膏浇在主耶稣的身上，是为她主耶稣的安葬做准备。
The third, this woman poured the perfume on the Lord Jesus in preparation for his burial.
我们知道主耶稣在三天之后就被钉死在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus was crucified 3 days later.
约翰福音19:38-42告诉我们，他的两个门徒亚利马太人约瑟和尼哥底母用木药和沉香来膏耶稣的尸体。
John 19:38-42 says, tells us that his two disciples, Joseph the Arimathea and Nicodemus, wrapped Jesus' body with myrrh and aloes.
只有这个女人是在耶稣受难前用香膏膏耶稣的身体。
This woman was the only one who poured perfume on Jesus.
这个女人所做的实在是一件美事。
What this woman did was truly a beautiful thing.
那么我们要问，这个女人怎么想到要做这件美事？
Then we have to ask, how did she think of doing this beautiful thing?
她怎么知道耶稣马上要受难？
How did she know that Jesus was about to suffer?
大多数解经书都在这里解释说，这个女人这样做原因是因为她爱耶稣。
Most commentaries explain that the reason this woman did was because she loved Jesus.
我们知道在中国大陆曾经流行一句很流行的话，在世界上没有无缘无故的爱，也没有无缘无故的恨。
There was once a popular saying in mainland China.There is no love for no reason in the world, and there is no hate for no reason.
感谢神，约翰福音12:1-8解答了我们的疑问。
Thank God, John 12:1-8 answered our question.
我们来读这一段经文，我们还是一样用大家一起读中文、英文、广东话一起读。
Let's read these passages together.
请。月节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大侍候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣昼席的人中。玛利亚就拿了一斤珍贵的加拿大香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大， 说这香膏为什么不买30两银子救济穷人呢？他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。啊，所以说我们要来，如果是对比这个啊，这个马可福音14章3到9节，马太福音26章6到13节，和约翰福音12章1到8节，从时间、地点、人物之间的对话，我们可以看到这三卷福音书所记载的是同一个故事。
Comparing the Mark 14:3-9, Matthew 26:6-13, and John 12:1-8. From the time, place, and the dialogue among the characters, we see that these three Gospels record the same story.
这三个记者唯一不同的地方是在马太福音和马可福音里头，膏油是浇在耶稣的头上，而在约翰福音里头，膏油是浇在耶稣的脚上。
The only difference is that in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, the perfume was poured on Jesus' head. In Gospel of John, the perfume was poured on Jesus' feet.
因为这是因为这三卷福音书、啊、它的侧重点不一样。
This is because the emphasis of the three Gospels is different.
马太福音强调耶稣是君王。
Matthew emphasizes that Jesus is the king.
马可福音强调耶稣是神的仆人，是救主。
Mark emphasizes that Jesus is God's servant and savior.
而约翰福音他强调耶稣是神的儿子，是弥赛亚，他是神。
And John emphasized that Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah.
这是这个记载不同的这个原因。
That's why the record is a little bit different.
所以说我们继续来看，从这三处经文里头，我们知道原来这个女人是马大和拉撒路的姊妹玛利亚。
From these three scriptures, we know that this woman was Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus.
而且根据我们刚才读的约翰福音12章1到8节，这件事的发生是在主耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活之后。
According to the John 12:1-8 we just read, this incident happened after Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from dead.
由此看来，玛利亚是把自己所珍藏的，本来预备给自己将来婚礼要使用的这瓶真拿达香膏拿出来奉献给主耶稣。乃是出于感恩。
From this point of view, Mary took out the pure nard perfume. There she had treasured and prepared for her future wedding and dedicated it to Lord Jesus out of gratitude.
真正的感恩不只是停留在言语上，而且也不止于这个言语，乃是以实际行动来表达感恩。
True gratitude is not just words, but also goes beyond words. It is expressed in practical actions.
所以玛利亚用真拿达香膏膏耶稣基督的身体，乃是一个感恩之举。
Therefore, Mary anointing the body of the Lord Jesus with real nard perfume was an act of thanksgiving.
那其次，玛利亚这一举动不只是感恩，而且更是却到好处。
Secondly, Mary's action was not just a thanksgiving, but also an act of perfection.
她在主耶稣受难前用香膏膏耶稣的身体，为主耶稣安葬做准备。
She anointed Jesus' body with perfume in preparation for his burial.
玛利亚所做的，就真正的做到了主耶稣的心里头。
What Mary did was in the heart of Lord Jesus.
这也是主耶稣称赞他在我身上做的是一件美事的一个最主要的原因。
This is the main reason why the Lord Jesus praised her and said, She has done a beautiful thing to me.
我们知道当主耶稣在最后一周进入耶路撒冷的时候，他的心是忧伤难过。
We know that when the Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem during the final week, his heart was filled with sorrow and grief.
他既是为世人的罪，也是为跟随他的3年之久的门徒懵懂无知。
both for the sins of the world and for his disciples who, despite following him for 3 years, still lack of understanding.
在约翰福音十四章八到九节，腓力求主耶稣将父显给他们看，这样他们的心就满足了。主耶稣对他说，腓力，我同你们同住同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说把将父显给我们看呢？
In John chapter 14, verse 8 to 9, Philip asked the Lord Jesus to show them the Father, thinking that they would be satisfied them. Jesus replied, Philip, have I been with you all the time, and you still don't know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father?
在路加福音22章24节，当主耶稣跟他的门徒吃完最后的晚餐后，门徒们却彼此争论谁伟大。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 24 says, after the Lord Jesus had eaten the last supper with his disciples, they began to argue among themselves about who was the greatest.
在马太福音26章3到31到35节，在主耶稣与门徒前往橄榄山的路上，他告诉门徒他今天晚上要被犹太人逮捕时，彼得跟那些 同伴信誓旦旦要与耶稣同死，结果就当夜三次否认耶稣。
In Matthew 26, verse 31 to 35, on the way to Mount of Olives, Jesus told the disciples that he would be arrested by the Jewish authorities. But that very night, Peter declared that he would die with Jesus, but he ended up denying Jesus 3 times that same night.
所以我们知道主耶稣上十字架之前，他的心是忧伤难过的。
So we know that before Jesus was crucified, his heart has burden in it.
唯有玛利亚，她的举动在主耶稣受难前体贴了主的心肠，满足了主的心。
Only Mary's action showed true empathy for the Lord Jesus' heart before his suffering.
那么玛利亚是怎么知道主耶稣将要受难死在耶路撒冷呢？
How did Mary know that Jesus would suffer and die in Jerusalem?
我们知道在路加福音十章38到41节，他告诉我们，玛利亚放下一切所有的事，专心在主耶稣的脚前听道，以致主耶稣称赞玛利亚说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Luke 10 verse 38 to 41 tells us that Mary set aside everything else to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to his teachings. Jesus praised her, saying, Mary has chosen what is better, and it cannot be taken away from her.
当玛利亚一次两次都是来聆听主耶稣的教导，他明白了主耶稣他要拯救世人，要背负世人的罪，在耶路撒冷受害。
As Mary listened to Jesus' teachings repeatedly, she came to understand that he would save humanity and bear the sins of the world suffering in Jerusalem.
于是他做了一个匪夷所思的一个大胆的举动，把他所珍藏的那瓶至贵的真拿达香膏拿出来，要趁着耶稣受难之前用香膏膏耶稣的身体。
As a result, she made a bold and extraordinary action. She took her precious jar of costly nard perfume and anointed Jesus' body, seizing the opportunity before his suffering.
在马可福音14章3到9节，主耶稣不只称赞玛利亚用真拿达香膏膏她的身体是一件美事，更是在十四章九节这个地方吩咐他的门徒说，我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，都要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
In Mark 14 verse 3 to 9, the Lord Jesus not only praised Mary anointing of his body with the costly nard perfume as a beautiful thing, but in Mark 14:9,He also commanded his disciples, truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
传福音乃是叫人信耶稣是救主，让人得到福音的好处。
The purpose of teaching, preaching gospel is to lead people to believe in Christ, a savior.
诉说这个女人所行的，乃是要让人去效法这个女人所行的，让耶稣基督的心得满足。
By telling the what of this woman's action is to give something to the Lord Himself to satisfy the heart of the Lord Jesus.
所以说，我们知道这个马可福音十四章三到九节讲了一件美事。
Mark 14 verse 3 to 9 describe a beautiful thing.
一个女人用一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏膏耶稣身体的故事。
A woman anointed Jesus' body with a jar of very expensive nard perfume.
而这件美事带给我们三个属灵的启示或者教训。
This beautiful act provides us with three spiritual insights.
首先第一个，这件美事它源于向主耶稣感恩，只有一个感恩的人才能做出这样的美事。
First, this beautiful thing stems from gratitude toward Lord Jesus. Only a grateful heart can do such a beautiful thing.
我们基督徒都是蒙恩的罪人。
Christians are sinners saved by grace.
因着耶稣基督在十字架上成就的救恩，我们的罪得到神的赦免。
Because of the salvation Jesus accomplished on the cross, our sins are forgiven by God.
我们得以因信称义，与神和好。
And we are justified by faith, reconciled to God.
并且我们更是因信得生，成为神的儿女。
Through faith, we receive new life, become God's children.
享受神在基督里赐给我们一切的丰盛恩典。
And enjoy all the abundant grace God has given us in Christ.
我们的身体、工作、家、事业、婚姻、家庭、儿女、教会侍奉，无一不是蒙神，都是无一不是蒙神浩大的恩典吗？
Our bodies, work, career, marriages, families, children, and church services are filled with God's immense grace.
我们怎么能不在这个感恩的季节向神感恩呢？
How can we not be grateful to God, especially in this season of Thanksgiving.
巴不得我们要用我们的口去见证神在我们身上的恩典，也要用我们的实际行动去表达我们向神感恩的心。
May we testify to God's grace in our lives with our words and show our gratitude through our actions.
第二个教训是，这件美事告诉我们要把最好的献给主。无论我们为主摆上多少，都不是枉费。
Second, this beautiful thing tells us to give our best to the Lord, for nothing we offer to Him is ever wasted.
我记得在那个很多年前，台湾这个台北永和礼拜堂的这个宋宪会长老，他在讲到台湾教会的这个属灵荒凉的时候，他就提到一件事情。
I remember Elder Song Xianghui from Yonghe Church in Taipei once speak about the spiritual desolation in Taiwan.
他讲说在台湾这个好多基督徒的父母花很大的精力培养儿女，希望儿女都考上好的大学。
Many parents invested great effort in their children's education, hoping they will get into top universities.
考不上了。没有好的出路了，才考虑送儿女去读神学院。
Only when they fail the exam do parents consider sending their children to seminary.
这实在是一个悲哀。
This is truly sad.
今天教会里普遍缺乏合用的工人，最大的原因是许多基督徒不想枉费他们生命中最宝贵的东西。
Today, the church is generally short of suitable workers, largely because many Christians hesitate to give the most valuable resources to the Lord.
他们不愿意为主摆上。
They are reluctant to offer themselves fully to Him.
我们知道有一首圣诗，那个名字是将最好的献主。
There is a hymn, Give Your Best to the Master.
好多基督徒喜欢唱，但是又有几个人能做到。
Many Christians enjoy singing, but how many truly live it out?
我们知道在上个世纪上半叶呢，神在中国大陆兴起并且大大使用的一个器皿是宋章杰博士。
In the first half of the 20th century, God raised up and greatly used a vessel in China, Dr. Zhang Song.
他出生于一个牧师家庭，从小非常聪明。
born into a pastor family, he was exceptionally bright from a young age.
1920年他来到美国俄亥俄州的卫斯理大学，也就是今天的俄亥俄州立大学的前身去读书。
In 1920, he came to the United States to study at Ohio Wesleyan University, the predecessor of Ohio State University.
他仅用了六年时间就获得了化学学士、硕士、博士学位。
He completed his bachelor's, master's, and PhD degrees in chemistry within just 6 years.
他的成绩优异被当地的报纸看作奇事来报道。
His outstanding achievements were reported in local newspapers.
并且他荣获了 学校所授予他象征最高学术荣誉的这个金钥匙。
He also received the university's highest academic honor, a gold key.
在人看来，宋尚杰博士聪明绝伦，又有能力和知识，而且年轻有为，应该在学术或者事业上大有作为，前途无限。
In people's eyes, Dr. Song was a highly intelligent and capable young man with unlimited potential for a successful career in academia or industry.
然而在他毕业的那一年，神得着了他的心。
However, in the year of his graduation, God won his heart.
他在神面前认罪悔改，并且他决志奉献自己为神所用。
He repented and committed his life to serve God.
宋尚杰博士在1927年底呢回到中国。
In 1927, Dr. Song returned to China.
在他返回中国的这个游轮上，他看见自己的同胞坐在船的最底舱抽大烟赌钱。
On the ship back, he saw his fellow Chinese in the lower deck gambling and smoking opium.
听见这些外国人啊骂这些外国人骂这些中国人，中国人比狗还不如。
He overheard foreigners criticizing Chinese, saying Chinese people are worse than dogs.
他忍不住跑回自己的房间，在痛哭流泪向神祷告。
Overwhelmed, he went back to his room tearfully praying to God.
他说：“神啊，求你救我的同胞。
”He said, "God, please save my people."
只要我的同胞得救，就是死我也愿意。
I would give my life if it means they could be saved.
随后他为了表达这个决心，他把象征着博士荣誉的这个金钥匙抛进大海。
He then threw his symbolic gold key of doctoral honor into the sea.
他在生命前立志，就是死也要在中国传福音。
He resolved to preach in China even at the cost of his life.
当时候在北平的协和医学院聘请他当教授，年薪是1800大洋。
At that time, Peking Union Medical College offered him a professorship with a generous annual salary of $1,800.
然而，宋尚杰博士却甘愿做一个乡村的穷传道，每个月只有十几块大洋。
However, he chose to become a poor village preacher.Earning only about $10 a month.
周围的人都不理解他，像他这样聪明又有知识、有学位和地位的人，要去做一个穷传道，实在是浪费自己的才能，实在太可惜了。称他是一个送风日。
People around him couldn't understand such an intelligent, educated, and esteemed man become a poor preacher. Seemed like a waste of talent. They called him Crazy Song.
甚至他那做牧师的父亲也不理解他。
Even his pastor father couldn't understand him.
觉得太可惜了啊，那么就逼迫他去教书去赚钱。
His father pressured him to take teaching job to earn money.
后来这个民国的政府找到宋尚杰博士。
Later the nationalist government approached him.
要他用自己的专业帮助军工厂生产炸药，抵抗日本侵略者。
Asking him to use his expertise to help their munition factories to produce explosives against the Japanese invaders.
宋尚杰博士他拒绝了，他告诉对方，他终身的职责就是传扬天国的福音。这个政府的人只能摇头离开。
Dr. Song declined, stating that his life mission was to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. The government officials could only shake their heads and leave.
在人看来，宋尚杰博士一生的学识是枉费了。
To people, Dr. Song's knowledge and talent may have been wasted.
然而，神却大大的使用宋尚杰博士。
But God greatly used him.
在他15年的传道生涯当中，他走遍了中国和东南亚各个地方。
During his 15 years of ministry, he traveled throughout China and Southeast Asia.
主领布道会和奉行会，领人认罪悔改，归向耶稣基督。
Leading evangelistic and the revival meeting, calling people to repent and turn to Jesus Christ.
又奉行各地的基督徒，使教会复兴。
Also inspiring believers to renew their faith and revive their churches.
数百万人中国人在宋尚杰博士的布道会里信主。
Millions came to Lord through Dr. Song's ministry.
他的脚中走到哪里，哪里的教会就复兴。
Wherever he went, the churches there experienced renewal.
在上个世纪50年代，曾经有这样一个说法：每两个华人基督徒当中，其中一定有一个是宋尚杰博士所结的福音果子。
In the 1950s, it was often said that one out of two Chinese Christians had come to faith through Dr. Song's ministry.
宋尚杰博士在世只活了43年。
Though he lived only 43 years.
然而他的生命见证如今因信仍对我们说话。
His life testimony still speaks to us today through faith.
主耶稣在马可福音14:9，他吩咐他的门徒说，我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
In Mark 14:9, the Lord Jesus instructed his disciples, saying, Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
那么怎么纪念？
How should we remember her?
我们不只是要在传福音的时候述说这个女人在主耶稣身上所做的这件美事。
Not only should we tell this beautiful act she did to the Lord Jesus,
我们更是要效法这个女人在主耶稣身上做一件美事。
We should also follow her example by doing something beautiful for Jesus ourselves.
但我想在座的人很多人会说，主耶稣已经复活升天了，我怎么能像这个女人一样在主耶稣身上做一件美事？
Many might say, since Jesus has already risen and ascended to heaven, how can I do something beautiful to Lord Jesus like she did?
主耶稣在马太福音25:40，他说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
The Lord Jesus says in Matthew 25:40, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me.
今天我们一样可以像这个女人一样在主耶稣身上做一件美事。
Today we can also do a beautiful thing on the Lord just like this woman did.
所以说马可福音14:3-9给我们的第三个这个属灵的启示或者教训是要我们效法这个女人在主耶稣身上所做的，把最好的献给主，在主耶稣身上做一件美事。
The third insight from Mark 14:3-9 is to follow this woman's example by offering our best to the Lord, doing something beautiful for Him.
我们大家都知道，这个剑桥气节是19世纪传教运动中一个重大的一个事件之一。
The Cambridge Seven.Was one of the significant events in the 19th century missionary movement.
这七个人都是英国剑桥大学的高材生。
These seven were outstanding scholars from Cambridge University.
都是有重生经历的基督徒。
All born again Christians.
他们因为受到当时候内地会创办人戴德森的影响。
They were inspired by Hudson Taylor, the founder of China Inland Mission.
在1884年，他们奉献自己参加内地会，到中国宣教。
They dedicated themselves to mission in 1884, joining the China Inland Mission to evangelize in China.
在1885年，他们2月份他们前往中国的时候呢，他们前往中国3月份到了上海。
They departed for China on February 1885 and arrived in Shanghai in March.
在临行前呢，英国的各地、全国的各地的教会纷纷召开盛大的欢送会。
Before their departure, farewell gatherings were held across the United Kingdom in their honor.
是不是这剑桥奇迹这个影响很大？
Their influence is great.
剑桥奇迹他们加入内地会里以后，努力的向这个中国人传福音，并且帮助各当地的人。
After joining the mission, they worked diligently to spread the gospel among the Chinese.
他们的讲道十分有力，并且呢，呼吁听众效法他们的榜样，跟随耶稣基督。
Their preaching was very powerful, calling their listeners to follow Christ as they had.
他们的榜样带动了许多年轻大学生基督徒来中国传福音。
Their example inspired numerous young university Christians to come to China as missionaries.
内地会的宣教士从1885年的163位到1890年增加了一倍。
The missionaries of China Inland Mission was from 163 to over 300.
剑桥奇迹他们甚至影响到美国的学生运动。
Their influence even extended to America.
这个美国这个一个很有名叫 Robert Wilder 这个人，他在美国发起了学生志愿运动。
The American Robert Wilder launched a student volunteer movement.
所以说这一切都是因为他们受了谁的影响？戴德森的影响。
This is because they were influenced by Hudson Taylor.
戴德森呢，他有一句名言中文他是这么讲，他说：“我若有1000英镑。”中国可以全数支取，我若有千条生命，就不留下一条不给中国。这是人民日报登出来的。但是他后面还有一句话，他说不，不是中国，乃是基督。那么英文这么说，他说 If I had £1,000, China should have it. If I had £1,000 lives, China should have them. No, not China, but Christ. 所以说 有一次呢，就有一天有一个年老的这个老姊妹。他就到伦敦的内地会办公室来找这个要跟戴德森谈话。
One day, an elderly Christian woman visited the London office of the China Inland Mission to speak with Hudson Taylor.
她有四个儿子。
She had 4 sons.
三个儿子都是很优秀的，他们都是宣教士，在国外传福音。
Three of them who were already missionaries abroad.
所以说现在呢，他最小的这个儿子刚刚大学毕业，因为受到这个剑桥奇迹的这个影响，决定呢也要奉献自己成为宣教师，申请加入内地会，要到中国来传福音。
Now her younger son had just graduated from the university and influenced by the Cambridge Seven, he decided himself to mission apply to join the China Inland Mission to preach in China.
这个老姊妹知道以后呢，听到以后，她就内心十分的不舍，就来找这个戴德森。
Upon hearing this, the older woman felt reluctant and came to Hudson Taylor.
她希望戴德内地会呢不要接受她的这个小儿子成为宣教士。
She was hoping that Hudson Taylor would not accept her son as missionary.
这个老姊妹她流着眼泪说，她说我已经把三个儿子都奉献给基督了。
With tears in her eyes, she said, I've already given 3 of my sons to the Lord.
这个小的儿子我希望能留给自己，留在家里照顾我的生活。
I had hoped that my youngest could stay with me and care for me in my old age.
是不是戴德森呢，就弟兄他就请这位老姊妹放心。
Brother Taylor assured her,
他说如果这个父母不同意的话，内地会是不会接纳这个人成为宣教士的。
If parents do not agree, the mission will not accept the son as a missionary.
然而两个月以后呢，这位老姊妹又来找戴德森。
However, 2 months later, the woman returned.
她流着眼泪告诉戴德森，她说在上次与他谈话以后呢，她一直在神面前祷告，现在呢，她决定让她最小的儿子加入内地会，奉献给主。
Tearfully telling Hudson Taylor that after praying continuously, she had decided to let her youngest son join the mission, dedicating himself to the Lord.
这位老姊妹她流着眼泪说，她说主已经为我舍身，如今我所有的一切都是属主的，主耶稣有权支取我所有的一切。
Through her tears, she said, The Lord has already given his life for me. Now all that I have belongs to him. The Lord Jesus has the right to take everything I have.
So, 这今天早晨我们思想了这个感恩这个主题。那么我们回到最初的这个问题，什么是真正的感恩？
So this morning we go back to the topic, what is the true meaning of thanksgiving?
一个第一个做一个感恩的人，随时随地去见证神的恩典。
Be a thankful person, testify God's grace anytime and anywhere.
第二，真正的感恩不止于言语，乃是要以实际行动向神表达感恩。
Second, true gratitude goes beyond words, but through actions to thank God.
第三个，要把最好的献给主，在主耶稣身上做一件美事。
The third, give your best to the Lord and do a beautiful thing to the Lord.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你，谢谢恩主，早晨借着马可福音十四章三到九节这段经文对你的儿女来说话。说这是求主你帮助我们，让我们每一个主你的儿女都成为一个知恩感恩的人。我们已经蒙受了你这么大的恩典，我们今天还有什么理由闭口不来称颂你，不来归荣耀给你，不来见证你在我们身上的恩典。主啊，真是求主怜悯我们，帮助我们，让我们不只是要在口里来见证你的恩典，更是求主帮助我们，让我们这次能够在我们的生命里头，在我们的生活里头，在我们的侍奉里头活出感恩的见证，让我们这次每一位主你的儿女都能在你的身上做一件美事，好让我们将来见你面的时候，我们能够 得荣耀得赏赐。谢谢恩主，这样的感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督圣名，
Amen。